listening. Dead Guy in the Envelope coming at 12:15 at 1 o'clock. Tampa Bay Lightning tickets for Game 4 from TicketBash.com. Thanks to Vinny Tickets. We'll play Know the Show / High Low. That's coming up at 1. Our phone numbers are 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
Bro, were you able to do anything with the pictures I sent you?
Yes, they are going up on the Bone Instagram page. As we talk about this lovely vineyard Sunday.
I had a rough few days with migraines and all that other stuff. So most of Father's Day was kind of a wash.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
Yeah, it really does. But later on, I kind of woke up. I slept most of the day. And I woke up later on. There was 3 cards out on the table. By this time, my son was out with all his friends. And my daughter, I think, was out with her friends, too.
So they just left cards on the table?
No.
Are they past the age of making, like, physically making, like, with macaroni and stuff? Are they buying? Oh,
you know.
Way.
Well.
Past the age of caring.
Here's, clearly.
That's horrible.
Clearly. Now,
just throw the card on the table.
I opened the 3 cards. First, I opened my wife's card. It was lovely. And then I opened up my daughter's card, and she wrote some stuff on her own. Thank you so much for everything you do for us. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. Isabella.
Was anybody home, or were you opening this up all by yourself? Was it even your wife home? So you could open up the card with her, at least, for a little Father's Day love?
She was sleeping outside. She took she took a nap outside on the
Christmas. What happened to it?
And then I get to my son's card.
Thank you for the cards.
Hold on, let me find it.
Did you say they write stuff in there, too? It's not just the card.
My daughter does. My daughter did. My daughter's very good that way.
That's nice.
And then, now keep in mind, I was dealing with migraines, was not feeling great, so I didn't pay much attention to detail. I see my son's card, and it just says Dad on the front, and it's got a piece of cake. Okay, didn't even think about it. Then I opened it. And it says, Dear Dad, having a terrific dad like you is really something to celebrate.
Aww.
Happy birthday. With love.
That's the best.
Love,
Joe. He signed it? He didn't even read it.
So.
What are you complaining about? Your birthday was in February.
Here's the big deal.
Get you a birthday card? Maybe this is late.
So here's the deal. You guys tell me how I should feel about this.
It says Dad on it. That part's good.
That's the only part they got right.
It does say it's nice having a dad like you.
Right.
What did he write in there?
So what happened was the kids didn't think ahead of time, which is, I gotcha. But now when Mother's Day comes around, I grab them, I put them in the car, and I make sure they have Mother's Day cards. Mm-hmm. For
and stuff, yeah,
for Nicole,
something nice, right?
Apparently, my wife keeps a box of cards.
Oh,
just in case cards.
Of course, everybody. My wife has that too. Everybody has a box. Yeah,
there's just a little drawer of like leftovers and extras.
A bow to slap on a bottle of booze if I need to. Stuff like that. You just have a little
right.
box.
Perfect.
Well, I guess there was only 1 Father's Day card, and Joseph just decided to take the birthday card and. Go with it. Not, hey, Ma, can we at least try to go get a card or whatever the hell it is? Not a scratch-off ticket in there. Now, we've had to spend a lot of money on the house and stuff like that. And I said to Nicole, nothing. No gifts. No nothing.
Mm-hmm. Don't care. I just want a piece of quiet.
With the migraine, I just, you know, I wasn't even worried about peace and quiet. But. Like, who's fully responsible here? He's 13, but his head is firmly up his ass.
See, now you, I feel like that's your cop-out for him, because you've been saying that for a few years now, that he just is just not, you know, he doesn't really pay attention to detail and all of that. So that's understandable just based on your description, but.
He does have, in his defense, he does have a healthy dose of ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
A healthy dose, complete with, you know, brain probes, and like we went through the gamut with all that. It's not like me just saying, oh, I'm just throwing the letters out there. Like, he's got it.
Mm-hmm. But does that cover?
I don't think so.
Giving you a birthday card for Father's Day because he has ADHD. I don't know if those match.
No, what happened was Nicole realized in the box there was not another. That's what I'm saying. I don't know who to hold responsible.
Why did you go to the store?
I don't know who to hold responsible here. If I'm supposed to hold my wife responsible, or if I'm supposed to hold my
I think it's your son's responsibility. Son. Yeah. He's not five.
I think so, too.
He's That's not right. five. And he can at least read. The funny to me, the funny part is he left it on the table. So what he's hoping is he knew. So he picked it out. He saw birthday. He did it anyway. He left it on the table. He's like, please don't bring it up, Dad. Please don't bring it. Like, if he just hopes the whole thing blows over and you don't say anything to him. So the question is, what did you say to him, or did you even acknowledge
So he went out later on in the afternoon. He went out to his friend's house. He ended up sleeping over his buddy's house. So by the time he got back, he didn't get home yesterday until about 6 o'clock.
He knew he wasn't going to have to deal
about
with it.
Until about 6 o'clock last night. And he walks in the house, and I go, hey. I go, I want to thank you for the card. He goes, you're welcome. I go, can you do me a favor and read it to me? I had a really bad headache. When I opened it yesterday, I really wasn't sure what it said. And he felt it coming on. Like,
he knew.
But here's the thing. I don't even know if he knew he gave me a birthday card.
Really?
I just think he wrote, Dear Dad, love Joe. That's it.
Because, wow. Well, your wife gave it to him, so he totally trusted. He's not checking if it's okay.
I don't even think he knew. Right. So when I said, do me a favor, read me the card. And he read me the card, and he goes, you know, and he says, having a terrific dad like you is really something to celebrate. Happy birthday.
At least he noticed.
And he stopped. I'm like, no, finish. Mm. Finish. I want to hear it. I love hearing the way you read to me. Finish. And he goes, happy birthday. It's mom's fault. And he immediately,
don't rob a bank with that kid.
Immediately drove the truck right over her head.
Wow.
So yeah. I don't know who.
Monica's right. If he was five, it's all Nicole's fault. If he's 14, it literally is his fault.
And you know what? Because he'll be 14 in a couple weeks.
He
rides his bike to that shopping center where the 50% off card store is.
Right.
All the time because they go to Wendy's.
And that's his responsibility too. And the thing is, but if you combine it with his not attention to detail, his leanings to not really focusing, then, you know, do you give him a pass or do you just say, listen, next time?
No
you
effort.
You can't yell at someone. The effort was...
Zero effort.
There could have been zero card. You know what I mean? So is the effort just...
That's
the card?
A low bar.
I know it. Very low. Very, very low. And I'm not necessarily saying that's the right path to take, but I just think...
Which is exactly the reason why I'm not going to his eighth grade graduation today.
All right, don't get me started on that crap.
That's
Nobody
fair.
Graduate
that's,
from eighth
that's
grade.
What I, that's
move
what
from
I said.
One grade to the next.
I said, he doesn't care that I'm there or not. I'm like, Joe, this is something you're supposed to do. You're not really doing anything
special. Seriously.
Special. It's eighth grade. He's like, I know that. I don't even want to go. Why are you guys making me go? You have to go. Well, I don't have to go.
I have to do it with the class.
I have to give away.
Your father's
I have to give away lightning tickets at 1 o'clock.
And that's happened.
Busy.
It's his gift to you since he botched the card is you don't have to sit through all of the stuff you don't like to sit through.
Oh, no. No. See, this thing is just going to. I'm going to hold on to this one right here.
No.
Yes.
Now, that's so unlike you.
Now, this is where you were wrong. Okay.
No.
I get what you're saying, and he was wrong, and he's a grown kid, and he needed to have paid more attention. You're right. 100% right. And now that you're right, you let it go.
No.
Now that you're right, and you know you're right, and he knows you're right. Everybody knows you're right.
As a father, blackmail and bribery are your biggest tools. They're your biggest assets.
It's always good to bring back.
It sure is.
Dr. Spock said that or not, or kind of.
I don't care what Dr. Spock said. Okay. I'm just telling you, this is one of those things when you ask them to do something, they don't do it. Say okay, and then they say, "Dad, I need a ride." I'm like, "Yeah."
So now is this gonna? This is what I don't understand.
Sucks for you.
This is not gonna make you the world's best dad for next Valentine's or next Father's Day. If you're doing all of this to him, this is not really a good. Father's Day scenario.
I agree. Part of me holds Nicole responsible for this. Don't get me wrong.
No, not at all. Not even.
What if she was testing him? What you know? No. Maybe she wasn't. But you know, she could have just handed him any card to see what he would do. I'm like, I see the kid's not paying attention. He's 14. What's the problem?
He's 14. He should be able to go to a box of cards and look at them and pick one. He's not having to go anywhere. He doesn't have to pay any money. Literally, that's all your effort. In my opinion, your wife has zero responsibility here. She's
put that
lucky.
Much effort into his next birthday. See how he reacts.
See if Nicole's available to jump to come on the air.
Oh, that's funny. He's got a message saying you should get him a Father's Day card for his birthday. That's good.
I'm going to give him a foot up the ass for his birthday.
No.
Well, here's the other thing, though. You say he's got his head firmly up his ass, but you talk about yourself that way as well. So is it fair to, considering the apple falls from the tree, in a way,
I don't ever
should you understand it more or hammer him for it so he's not the same way? Or because you say that a lot.
Yeah, oh, I always come through for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gotten a wrong, have you ever in your life, not just when you were a kid, but ever accidentally gotten the wrong card for someone? You know what I mean? Like, and it was like, oh, how embarrassing.
Not that I know of. Mm. Not that I remember. Is it possible? Anything's possible, but I don't know if I did it or not.
Yeah, that would stand out in your head, I would think. But that might give him a little pass. But I think the Father's Day card for his birthday with just love, Dad in it, and that's it, and no thought whatsoever, leave it on the table.
Gareth, I'm going to text you my wife's cell phone number.
Nice.
Can you do me a favor and see if you can get her on the phone? I don't know if you're going to be.
Brett, don't use it for anything else.
Yeah, I thought you were thinking the same thing I was thinking.
Hold on. Give me one.
Just say it on the air. No big deal.
Dead damn it. My head's up my ass.
I have it in my phone here. Here, all right. So,
now we know what your son can't get out of a box of cards.
Do you want me to send your wife's cell to Gareth?
I keep typing in the wrong letters. Hold on.
Why?
I don't know.
She shouldn't be responsible. Her whole responsibility was a box of cards. She got that for this exact scenario of last minute stuff. She did her responsibility. This is nothing on her.
All right, Gareth. She's expecting your call. We'll jump on with us real quick before we get the dead guy, which might be me. Gareth responds with two eggplants. Thank you.
Yeah. No.
There's the Gareth we were expecting. Yep. That's the one. What could go wrong with this?
That's weird.
Uh-huh. Then we'll see how much her fault it is. She made it. Yeah. She may have not.
Was she telling you to just
thoroughly, but whatever.
Like, was she saying to you, you know, that's, you know, don't worry about it. That sounds like him. It's no big deal. Or was she like, oh, that's not good?
I think she might have hung him out to dry a little bit. She might have.
Because sounds like she might have thought you were maybe going to blame her. You know what I mean? And I don't think it was her fault.
I'm blaming somebody.
She on?
I want to get to the bottom of it. I was in so much pain yesterday, I didn't really think about it till just now.
Oh, no. I'm nervous. Why am I sweating?
Don't be nervous. Is she on the phone?
She's there.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Love of my life.
Hi, Nicole.
Say hello to everybody.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. We're trying to figure. We're talking about the Father's Day card.
Yeah.
Slash birthday card.
Sounds like she's had about enough talking about this.
Who am I supposed to hold responsible for this?
Well, see, I have a box of cards, and I quickly found a card, and I said, "Here's a card," and I gave it to Joe, and he signed it. So I guess neither one of us realized it was a birthday card.
Why? Hold on a second, though. Was it a last-minute thought day of?
It wasn't. I just knew I had Father's Day cards. Well, I thought Father's Day cards.
When did you guys do the cards?
Write out the cards?
Yeah.
Like, sign the cards?
Yeah.
that morning.
Okay. So you didn't look for cards until that morning?
No, because I knew I had cards.
Right.
You thought you had three Father's Day cards already done.
Well, I thought I went out and bought a card from me.
Oh, you did?
For son. Yeah, that was not pre-purchased. That was pre-purchased a couple of days ahead.
Okay, so how come you didn't pre-purchase stuff from the, how come you didn't either take the kids with you like I do? How come you didn't take the kids with you?
Oh,
or
I didn't realize I dropped the ball on Father's Day.
No. I'm just trying to figure out. Listen. I'm blaming Joseph. But now as I'm telling the story, I kind of felt like, well, something's not.
The team didn't put in all the effort. Is this what you're saying? Maybe not a great team effort. But Nicole's credit, A, she didn't rush out that morning to get you a card. She got it ahead of time.
For her.
From her. Right. So that's heartfelt. That's great. She did think ahead of time, like she said, not that morning, but ahead of time, she thought, I have Father's Day cards in the drawer, in the box, whatever. And so maybe for Joseph.
And you honestly thought that box of cards that you keep, excuse me, had multiple Father's Day cards?
Yes.
She clearly did.
Why would she not? Yeah, she
did. You pre-buy one for your dad and mail it to him ahead of time? Is that when you bought the one for?
I tend to forget to mail them to my dad, so that's why I knew I had one of the cards.
Us too, same problem. Same issue. We always send apologetically late cards.
Okay, it
happens. Well, I was putting it on Joseph completely because no matter what you had, he should have taken his bike down the corner and got it for him.
But he didn't even read it to notice that it was a
clearly.
You didn't read it either when you gave it to him.
But he's not a 5-year-old. She has to read it to him.
It had a slice of cake on the card.
People have cake for Father's Day.
Yeah, I
know.
Have cake for
Fudgy the Whale. Fudgy the Whale.
That's right. Nicole knows.
Fudgy the G-darn whale. Damn it, JP.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
I'll make it up to you.
Tell him I hope he trips when he goes to get his diploma. Did you hear me?
What?
I said, tell him I hope he trips when he goes to get his diploma.
That's
nice. Really nice.
You'll be at the ceremony even though his dad won't be?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Can't make it. Sorry, I can't make.
Schedule too crowded.
I'm in the middle of a show. They're doing it at 1:15 in the afternoon. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
We have to give away lightning tickets at 1 o'clock.
Very important tickets to give away. All right, I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye, Nicole. There she is, the lovely Nicole.
I love her so much. I love her accent.
Always smiling, always happy, always funny.
Yeah, my only thing is I completely understand. I understand your frustration with me, JP, because she caved so fast, and you might be used to that. And I think that's your frustration.
No, she caved. No, she caved fast because she knew.
She knows.
She knew she was.
Yeah, wrong side of this one.
Right.
No question about that.
I should never stop a real woman.
Wow, those fighting words.
I understand.
That is my wife you're talking about. You know that, right?
Wow.
I'm surprised she caved as fast as she did without any fight.
Yeah, well, she knows she's on the wrong side. She knows. Sometimes you got to realize you're on the wrong side of an argument. Sometimes,
I don't understand.
And, accept responsibility.
No, you definitely don't understand when you're on the wrong side of an argument.
No comprendo.
You would think by now you would recognize it.
No
comprendo.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope.
Clearly.
Excuse me.
All right. Oh, there we go. I give Joe 95% blame and Nicole maybe 5%.
I still don't understand how it's her fault. I legitimately don't. She got a box of cards.
It's not really.
It is. I just wanted to break up.
Without here, he wouldn't even have a card, even a wrong card. He would have had nothing. Which is probably how she should have left them.
But here, and so then I have a question, and I understand you absolutely love your kids, and it's the thought that counts and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't see you as a card guy. Like, what do you do with those cards?
I don't, nothing.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So does it even really matter that it had he thought of you and he did it more than that it said happy birthday, I think. Because you're not going to see, do you have a scrapbook of cards that you go and hot glue into and put little stickers and say, okay, this was Father's Day 2022, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what any of us guys do. We hot glue gun that 2022 in there so we know what year it's
from. I don't see that happening, so I don't know that I don't know.
I got a little pile of cards, but they're just a pile in a drawer. You know, when it's like a special card, I'm like, oh, that's really nice. Put it in the drawer.
And how often do you go to that drawer?
Never, but I have them.
Okay.
That's about it. But most of them go in recycling.
You
read them. They're nice. Have them for your day. And then you put them in. It's gone. That's it.
All right. You ready for Dead Guy? Let's move on.
We're ready.
Before I
Don't forget the Happy Father's Day card for his birthday. That's really a good idea. That's the best idea.
No, I know.
Subtle
I know
in
what
the
he
future.
I know what he wants for his birthday. And I also know what he's not getting for his birthday.
Get him a dad present, too. Get him like a weed whacker. That'd be great.
I know we have to do this, but I have a really quick question because I'm thinking like you. If on your as a joke, purposely, if he gets you a Happy Father's Day card on your birthday, like it's a joke and haha, and continues it, like does that clear him then?
It scores points.
Yeah, I think that's funny then, right?
Right.
If he's smart, that's what he does.
Right. All right. I got a white guy, an American guy, you know, from. He's done some acting, but you know him from TV and film. He's done some acting, but he is more of a behind-the-scenes guy.
More behind-the-scenes
guy. White guy, American guy, you know, from television and movies. You probably know him more for the movie stuff that he's done, but a little bit of acting, like in his own... In his own movies, he'd probably give himself a role if he couldn't find somebody.
Oh.
You know, a lot of uncredited stuff. But I would stay away from the acting. He's more of a behind-the-scenes kind of fella.
Okay. So, because I was going to the costume thing, so he wasn't one of the guys, like, in a costume or somewhere where we wouldn't see him.
No.
All right.
Nope. That's not
Monica.
Him. Monica?
His behind-the-scenes work, would we know him for a movie franchise?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you will.
All right.
You would.
Good question.
You should.
I do.
All right. Lock up those questions. Now let's see if you guys can put it together. Ask your yes or no questions. If you get a yes, that opens the door to another question or then to a guess. And the first person to figure out who this dead guy in the envelope wins the game. If you figure out who it is, and you win the prize from the Bone Prize Stash. 800-771-1025. 727-579-1025. We know him from movies, but...
Behind the scenes. All right.
He's not in a Wookiee costume.
Nope.
All right. 727-579-1025. Your questions coming next for Dead Guy in the Envelope. Be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.